Morning X, Jason and Deb. Unfortunately, Jason out today. Tried to make it. Came in for an hour and a bit today. I think what finished him off was the I was smarter than Jason. He got beaten. Mm. It was particularly
hard. Almost finished all of us off.
that was long. It was long. and there was a donkey punch involved. Mm. Don't involve. If you listen to it on the podcast later on, I don't know what's happening. But we got Spenny here. We got Nick here.
Oh, yeah.
We got Alfie's here in charge. And it's Taco Day. What more could you ask for? Oh, I know. Let's do an I Love You call.
It's time for Deb's I Love You call. Let's pray they say I love you too, or Deb's gonna kill us all.
Every day, 9 o'clock. Hey, look at that. It's 9 o'clock. Jason never does this on time. Every day at 9 o'clock, we call a random business, a stranger, see if I can get them to say, I love you. It's very strange. It's very awkward oftentimes. But when you get an I love you back, it's fantastic. That's why we do it, to spread the power of love. Mm-hmm. Who are we calling today?
Today it's Florida Eyewear, and they are in Orlando, Florida.
Do you believe Florida is less hated than Texas?
Florida Eyewear.
Oh, hi. I've got a question about, I don't know exactly what they're called. I want to call them blue blockers, but I don't know if that's the name. My friend got...
Yeah, blue blockers.
So my friend got a concussion. He's got a concussion now. He fell over and hit his head on Sunday, and it's just been, he's very sensitive to light. Do those things work for that purpose?
The blue blockers tend to block, they work for computer light.
Oh, right. Okay. And cell phone and everything, right?
Right.
That's great. That would be good, because he said he's basically been sitting in his closet and he sleeps in there sometimes because there's no windows.
Well, if you were to come into either store, because there's two of us on the beach, those are Florida sunglasses. So we have sunglasses that are not, they're more for evening or cloudy days. They're lightly tinted.
Yeah.
And he might consider a pair of those for all the time, or just for right now, maybe a rose or a pale blue or a very, very light amber or gray.
That sounds pretty.
And then maybe something really dark for if he wants to go outside. And we have 2 for $20 or 2 for $25 polarized.
Wow.
It was just to get him through. He could get those.
That's a really good deal. All right, I might just come in. He doesn't like to drive when the sun's up.
All right, so just ask him a general idea what shape he likes.
Okay.
And then we'll hook you up.
You're amazing.
Here in Margaritaville over there on the beach at between Grant and Hayes.
Right. Okay. Well, I want to come and see you because you've been so nice and sweet to me.
All right. Well, I'm just at the Johnson Street.
Yes, ma'am. What was your name?
All right, dear. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Oh, no.
Man.
Whoa, I got two, terms of endearment.
You got a sweetie.
That was really nice.
That was nice.
All right. That's fine. I'll take it. I ain't got no love. I ain't got no love.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Morning X with Jason and Deb. Unfortunately, it's you've got Deb and Nick and Spenster today, and that's it. That's all we can offer. All right. We had Dennis. We try to get pro with the sports. I got at least one tweet, nice tweet, saying, "Hey, you don't suck at this."
You've got several
or something.
People are impressed.
Oh, that's nice.
The problem is now they're going to want this all the time.
Well, that's fine. I can do it all the time. You think I've taught? What have I said all this time? Jason thinks it's the Jason Dick Show, all right? He sits over there and thinks he's the king of the hill, talks over me, doesn't let me get my bits in. Mm-hmm. I don't get to press my buttons when I want to. I've got Nick over here. He's great. I'm like, hey, it's over there on the right. It's the blue one. Press whichever one you want now, Nick, for that.
It's Tiger.
That's fine. We also made our own drops. Nick, see if you can find our Spenny one, because it might be one of one of the best things ever. Spenny's been in here.
Yeah.
Clutch Google man for us. Usually I use Nick.
Give me some of that Google daddy.
Our listener John called in. We got to create some new little bits. I love it. It's great. Also, what happened this week was something pretty awesome. And I know this really only benefits me. Maybe it benefits some of our listeners too. But I was talking this week. I was asking your opinion because you guys love it when we talk about electronics and technology. The listeners, they know that we're just so informed. Yeah. We understand all of the technology. I wanted to see if it was worth getting a new iPhone 12 and if AT&T were trying to screw with me when they said, hey, Trade in your phone. We'll give
it's
you
worth
a good
so much
deal.
Money.
Yeah. And then you get there and they give you 17 cents for it. And then they say, all right, now we're going to pay out your next phone over the next 10 years of your life at $1,000 a month. Yeah. And you're like, okay, because you got to have the new phone. Anyway, I also mentioned that I didn't have DVR on my AT&T TV. And I was a little bit bummed about that because I like watching regular TV. I just hate commercials. That's why I like the 100 on Netflix because there's no commercials. By the way, it's over now. I'm sad. Oh, but it was
sorry.
Good. It was good, bad. Bad, good? Guilty pleasure.
Good, bad, good.
But we got a lovely message from listener Brian, who works for AT&T, and he said, Debs, you got questions? I'll be your guy. I was like, are you serious? I used to have a guy.
Yeah.
I used to have an AT&T guy.
Had the hookup.
His name was Javi. And it was no hookup indeed whatsoever. Like, I never got anything for free. I didn't get special treatment. I just had a dude that I had his phone number. And if I had a question, I could text him. And it was amazing.
I mean, informational hookup.
Yes. Honestly,
told you what the deal was.
Sometimes that is just, that's priceless. You know?
Dude.
Yeah.
To get a source. Someone from the source. You get the truth, all right? No fake news over here.
Yeah. Can I just call, that's always one. I'm like, can I just call somebody and talk to somebody for 5 seconds so they can just give me the information?
Yes.
Like,
that's all you want, you right? You want it from the horse's mouth sometimes. And sometimes navigating the website, you're like, oh, troubleshoot here. Did you try this? F off. Yes. 18 times.
Oh, are those the... Would you like to chat with somebody? I don't believe you.
You're a bot.
You're a fancy Clippy.
Yes, Clippy. Get out. I miss Clippy.
Oh, it looks
Clippy.
Like you're trying to order a new iPhone. How can I help?
So, anyway, I called Brian after work yesterday, after he gave me his number, and I was like, I was really nervous. Like, I was calling a guy.
Like a first date?
For the first time. Like, we'd maybe been chatting online. But you know what, guys? It was great. It was perfect first date material because he didn't answer, so I just left a voice message. And you know what it's like in a voice message. So here you're like, usually you're like, yeah, all right, how you doing? This is my voice message. Because, you can do it. You don't have to be shy. Hi, Brian. Hi, Brian from AT&T. This is Deb from AT&T. This is Deb from the radio. I'm not Deb. Hi. I'm really excited that, you know, you can help me call me back if you like. And then I left my phone number. Like an idiot. Like, what year is this?
Yeah.
It's on his caller ID. Foolish move.
Yeah.
First date move.
Just pick up your rotary phone and dial.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Send me a fax.
He's like, aw.
Oh, I was so nervous, guys. I didn't know what was going to happen next. I was like, he's going to call me. I'm going to be in a fluster. But then the things just kept falling into place. Like, we're meant to be. You know, he's meant to be my guy. I'm meant to be his... Whatever he would call me as customer.
Kismet? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I don't know. It was something like that. It was perfect because he sent me a text. He's like, hey, I'm busy. Can I call you back in a bit? And I was like, yes. That'll give me time to get my S together. All right. I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I'm getting the information from the horse's mouth. What's going to happen next? So he called me and he's so nice. It was really nice. My fears were a little bit assuaged. Yes, he was very nice and very helpful. Gave me all this great info about the new iPhones coming out and... Because I said I was just going to probably get the mini, right? Because I was like, it's cheaper. I'm a bit chintzy when it comes to things like that. I don't need the biggest.
Well, it's also the phones are expensive.
They're expensive, right? And I know, and there's not. I have a 10. There's nothing wrong with it. I just kind of want that 3-camera setup thing because it takes really good pictures. And I took a picture of my dog this morning in bed with me, and it didn't come out very well, but it was really cute.
I have an eight plus, and
it's
which was new to me. But the pictures, I'm like, how are the pictures this bad? Like, they're kind of grainy. I don't know if I have, like, a setting or something.
You're not good at taking pictures.
I'm very unphotogenic. It applies to my finger as well as my face.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe he could be your guy, too. In fact, listen, guys. Two things of good news here. My AT&T guy, my guy Brian, he also told me to put him in my phone as that.
No, of course,
AT&T guy Brian. Okay. Yeah, my guy. He's my guy. You gotta have a guy. You always want to have a guy. He said two good pieces of good news. I do have DVR on my AT&T TV. I've had it all along. Apparently, I'm an idiot.
Yay.
But I have AT&T TV. But I have Apple TV on the back of my TV to get the things, and I just download the apps. Yeah. The only remote I have is for... Actually, I have one for the... No, I don't... I don't have one. There's no box. There's no controller. He says you got to get to your library and your AT&T app. I think you can do your library. And I saw library on there this whole time. Library is DVR, apparently. That's why AT&T TV calls it. So there you go. If you've got AT&T TV, you do have DVR. That's the first piece of good news.
Yes.
Second piece of good news. I hate to share him, but this personal service, where, by the way, my guy, Brian from AT&T, will come to my house in the time of Coronaville when you don't want to go into stores. He'll sit on my front porch with me or in the yard. He will bring me the new phone. He will do the data transfer at my house, get the paperwork done at my house. He will come to me.
Oh, my
God.
He
will come to me. My guy. I got a guy. I don't have to go in the store like a peasant.
That's fancy, Deb.
Oh, by the way.
Would you say chintzy?
AT&T does this for every single customer. They've been doing it for 3 years. I didn't know about it. You, too, have your own personal AT&T guy. You just have to ask for one. Isn't that amazing?
They should make a big deal about this.
Apparently, they did. We must have just missed the ads or something. But again, really great news for anyone. This is not an ad. But AT&T, if you want to pay me. Yeah, if you want to pay. Yes, pay me. Nick, press the song. I'm trying to talk to you. You're ignoring me. Press the song. Yes, this was the good news we've all been waiting for. I have a guy. His name is Brian. We're in a relationship. He's my guy. I'm his one of many customers. I guess I'm probably his like 13th wife customer.
But I'm sure your number one is heart.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. Anyway, that's a really great service, by the way, for you to know if you have AT&T. You have a guy. You've also got a DVR if you didn't think you had one. I'm an idiot.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, Morning X, Jason and Deb. Actually, it's just Deb, Morning X with Deb and Nick and Spenton, or as he's mostly known around these circles. Oh, nope, Jesus, no, Nick. What? No.
There you go.
There it is.
Why did you stick it in the middle of the stop sign?
I just was putting it in there, and then I got stuck on preview. That was my problem.
Oh, damn it.
We're just dropping some small plates around here. It's fine. That's good. Do it again.
Give me some of that Google data.
Yeah, thanks to listener John for doing that. I appreciate it. But we're having a little conversation off air, and this is, again, theater of mind, guys. We're just filling space for you, all right? This is just filling space with some fun stories about this other radio show, but we'll act like we're them, all right? Like there's a girl and two guys.
Exactly.
And we read this story beforehand, and we're going to take on the personas of the people that these things happen to. Is that cool?
I think
all right,
deal
cool.
with that.
Done. Okay, so I'm going to be the girl now. So I got these gummies, right? And from a listener, good deal, $2 each. Again, I'm in character, listeners, as this. Is it good? Going well? Believable?
Yeah.
Good. And I took a half of one the other day, and I didn't notice anything. And that was fine. You know, it's not like I'm a fiend in for a high. I'm still learning. I'm a newbie when it comes to gummies. I don't like weed in general. Maybe I don't even like them. I don't know. I felt like I liked them. So then yesterday, I took a whole one.
Much better.
Had a good time.
Much better.
Ooh, do you have the David after the dentist thing? Might not be able to find it, but it's, I think, feel like it's to the right and maybe red and up to the middle a little bit, but I'm not exactly sure. It's up to anyway, just listen. Yeah, that's how I felt yesterday.
Wow.
And I got immediately mad at Nick Hajda because he said, I want that. I'm chasing for that.
That's what I want.
You're like, I can never get too high. I got too high. It was gross. I don't know if I'm out of it yet. I might have residuals.
Oh.
Okay, so it's got to be like 3/4 is like now I figured it out is the dose for me, because half I was like, oh, that's nothing. And it was like half was fine. But one, ooh.
Too much.
I didn't like it. But I did feel a bit like David after the dentist. I ate something and then I had a couple glasses of wine and then I went to bed early. I didn't like it.
Oh, man, were you getting like a little paranoid?
No.
You were just feeling like
it was just too much.
Yeah, it was too much. Like it's in my head and in my body.
Yeah.
Like there's no thoughts. Like when I have in the past in Colorado smoked weed legally, I don't like the way it makes me feel. I have got super paranoid multiple times. The first time I smoked weed, I swear I was so paranoid. I thought, I'm never going to do this again. It's been like 20 years in between doing it. And then also it hurts my throat. Yeah. And sometimes makes me feel sick in my stomach. I didn't have any of that. This, again, I'm in character for this other radio show.
Yeah.
It's from Canada. You've never heard of it. It's a model. It's a model show.
What would be
trust.
The Canadian version of Jason and Deb?
We'll think on that
one. Okay, I'll Google.
But the gummies, I think 3/4 is where it's at.
Perfect.
See, no, I'm pointing to you for your story, Spade.
Oh, yeah.
Go. Well, this is how we do radio.
I saw
go.
Nick talking and I got scared. All right.
Just
I am going to play the guy with the deep voice that we were discussing on the show. I think his name is JC.
Okay.
Got a little brownie last night.
Did you make it? I mean,
no, I did not.
No, no.
This character may have made it. I'm not sure where it came from.
Okay,
got
but it just showed
brownies.
Up. Just showed up.
Yeah.
Right.
Got three total.
Don't know the backstory.
One of them. And I thought, you know what? This is probably going to help
whole
me sleep.
One?
Yeah. It's going to help me sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a good time. And I just felt slightly relaxed. It was
nice.
Very
See, that's
very
what
medium.
I want. I want that.
Yeah.
You want more than that.
I want... to feel high.
Yeah.
And not just like I took
okay, so I think
the weakest, like, thing. I don't know. It was just...
Yeah, I want that relaxed... This is what the character in Canada said. She
yeah.
just wants to be relaxed, guys, and chill, and maybe a teeny little bit of high.
Yeah.
You want to be high.
I want to be just
Do you want to be just high?
Just normal
Nick
high.
Nick wants to be through the roof.
I
would love that as well.
You want to be...
Like, that's what I want to feel when I come down, like, 2 hours later.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah.
What do you want to do while you're up there? What can you do? How do you function? I felt like, to me, I was there yesterday, and it was like, lay on couch,
yeah.
look at TV, don't make any sudden moves.
That's it. That's what you do.
Yeah, the best part is not functioning.
That's horrible. I felt so bad for my pets.
Oh,
they didn't get a walk. They didn't get... I barely interacted with them. They like to play. I didn't do any of that.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
not
that's a little too high then, Deb.
I didn't like
you
it.
You just get normal high, and then you have fun with your friends, family, pets, everything. Mm-hmm.
That's
and
the normal can, high for
yeah,
you,
yeah,
for your
for
character, JC.
A lot of times... I do enjoy getting blasted. I like to blast off. I like to forget
off?
For a few hours.
Do you really get that sometimes where like you almost feel like you're about to pass out?
Yeah.
I mean your character, like just
yeah,
like
JC.
My head just kinda like floats away for a little bit. Like that's what I want. I want that.
Like,
I want like
I'm out to a different world.
Astral project
yes.
for a second.
Yes.
Just like, oh,
you
God,
need
man.
Acid. I feel like you need acid.
Man, I'm so scared of it though. I had a buddy of mine in high school drop it during Spanish class.
What an idiot!
Yeah, because we were watching Casper and Espanol.
Oh, of course.
That was like one of the we only had, like three movies in Spanish in Gerald. But yeah, he dropped acid and then his leg melted. And I was like,
was he screaming? Was he freaking out?
He played it off pretty good.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
101X, Morning X, Jason and Deb. How you doing today? We're all right. We're over here. We're missing one of our friends. He's at home in the closet with all the lights out. Talk about Jason, of course. He's got a concussion, but he'll be back with us hopefully by Monday.
It was weird. We sent him home early. He tried to make it today, but he had to beat the sun
mm-hmm.
home.
Yeah, he thought when he got up this morning that he could manage it, even though he still didn't feel right. He's kind of woozy. I think he's got an equilibrium problem.
Yeah, definitely.
And that oftentimes happen when you bang your head. But also, I don't know if he like popped his ear when he went down on the ground or whether it's just a side effect of the concussion, but he's had some ear issues. And no joke, he went back to the doctor and she told him to chew gum. Jason is 2 for 2. Did you see his extra gum over there?
I have a piece of his medical grade gum if you want it.
What medical grade? I thought they actually gave him some.
I'm sure they didn't.
So I came in this morning. It was quite comical. If it wasn't so sad and he isn't like, you know, my dear brother that I love, I would have laughed. But the lights are really low. And romantic. We forgot to take a picture and tweet it. We'll do it before the end of the show. The lights are low and romantic. And Jason always makes fun of me because it's the first thing I do. I open the door, boom, lights go down to about 3/4.
Yeah.
Because they're full on. It's on like a dimmer. Nick has it full on in the morning. He wants to get organized and ready. I get in here and I'm like, ooh, bright light. Because I'm very sensitive with my senses.
Mm-hmm.
Literally all of them. My heart, my emotions, touching things, feeling things, hearing things, seeing things, smelling things. Very sensitive. And so I walked in and the lights are down like past halfway down, like down to like a quarter.
Yeah.
And Jason's got his sunglasses on and it's serene because the monitor's down low as well. There are speakers in the studio because it's just lovely. I walk in, I'm like, this is lovely. And then it's a little sad sack Jason sitting there chewing gum. I was like, crap, this is going to be a bad day for me because, again, sensitive hearing. Mm. I hear it all, guys. I hear too much. But, yeah, he's, you know, hopefully on the mend. What do you do? But it's got he's acting almost like he's got some type of vertigo.
Yeah.
Because he'll be sitting in his chair. He did this morning. Nick was in his office, but he stood up. Jason stood up and went, oh, God. I was like, please sit down. I'm about to go to the kitchen to get some coffee. Can I get you a water? Do you need anything? Nick said the same thing. He said he wanted to, like, go and make sure Jason was tucked in his chair properly. Get him in his divot.
It's like when you're helping your grandma, like, have to sit down. You have to grab her arm. And just, like, support her. And, yeah. Like, here you go.
I'm surprised you didn't walk him out today.
Were you thinking about it? Tuesday, I texted him after, because we had to do some emergency stuff. I was like, hey, do you need me to drive you to the doctor? Like, once I was done here, because I was like, you shouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
Like, I saw him the night before, and he was he kept just wandering around his house.
Yes, it's almost like he's either a dumb child or your absent-minded grandpa. Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Who did way too many drugs in the 60s.
Yeah.
he's off in a cutely comical but kind of sad and chilling way, because it's like, that's not the Jason. Someone actually tweeted in earlier, what if this is the new Jason? What if this is the Jason we get? Well, I'll fire him, obviously, because this morning he was...
as soon as we're legally able to, he's out.
he could not find his words, which can't mock. Had a concussion many years ago. Had a goddamn stutter from it, all right? So
I'm just bad at talking in general.
Right. Concussions are weird. They've got some just weird side effects. And the weirdest, worst thing about it, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
You just have to manage the symptoms and then deal with the side effects. And hopefully he won't have any lasting side effects. Yeah. I did for a long time. And I was talking to San Antonio guy about this the other day, because he's had 10 concussions, he told me.
Seems like a lot.
That's a lot, right? So that's concussions that he's acknowledged and have maybe been acknowledged. But he was in the military for 11 years. He has been to multiple war zones. This is not brag or anything. This is just stating facts. He joined the army in, I think, the year 2000. So
I've seen a couple.
So he's, whatever happens over that time, he went there.
Explosions
and, and put a pin in it.
Just spin the globe. Have you been concussed in this country?
Right.
Have you been concussed in this country?
Yeah, he's had a lot of, army concussions, but then he also, like an idiot, did a lot of Brazilian jiu-jitsu and mixed martial arts fighting. Got a couple of, elbows to the head, feet to the head. But just this week, he started acting like Jason Monday, and it was weird. It was Monday and Tuesday, and I texted Jason about it. I was like, I think San Antonio guy has a sympathetic concussion. You know how, like, men will have sympathetic pregnancies?
Yeah.
Because their wife is going through it, and they have the same symptoms. I don't know if it's a softball connection, but San Antonio guy and Jason were acting like the same concussed people earlier this week, and it was weird. Same thing. San Antonio guy would say, oh, I have to sit down. Or he'd bend down to pick something up, and he'd be like, oh, God, I've got to sit down. Like, yes, the world was weird to him. He felt very, like, the equilibrium was off.
Did he go to the doctor or anything? Or?
No, he doesn't. I've known him 2 years, and he's been to the VA exactly once.
Yeah. He does seem like the kind that would just sit there, like, you're going to come home.
In the dark,
nothing, just sitting there.
He does. He's got
the edge of the bed.
No, he's got a weird chair that he's... I have a decorative chair in my living room, and this decorative chair, no one ever really sits in it because it's not all that comfortable, but I will come home, he'll be sitting in the decorative chair in the dark.
Yeah.
What are you doing? No?
Chewing gum?
No chewing gum.
Time.
I mean, sometimes he's there polishing a gun, which weirds me out. How are we? Literally.
Yeah,
or putting it back together with a blindfold on. I'm kidding. That was just done in Rambo. I'm kidding.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Wow. Too slow. 101X, Morning X, Jason and Deb. I should go over there and press the button instead of yelling at you about it.
I don't know. Now I'm used to it.
You're used to it getting there? Get better. Just get quicker at it. It's Jason and Deb minus Jason plus Nick plus Benny plus Alfie plus tacos from Mi Madres and Avion Tequila.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but we just got a beautiful gift basket with a beautiful young lady came in and said, I'm from Avion Tequila. Here is some. And Mi Madres loves you too. Here's some tacos. Thanks, guys. We appreciate that.
Yes.
Zach from New Braunfels tweets in, says, at Jason and Deb, I picture San Antonio guy kind of like David Putty from Seinfeld.
Yes.
Not too terrible. And there's a GIF included that says Elaine saying, so you're just going to sit there and stare at the back of the seat? They're on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He would do that too. I honestly, I envy him sometimes because he drives for work. And he's not like a truck driver. I mean, he has his territory. He works in hospitals. Yeah. He's in the medical field. And so he goes Temple, Waco, College Station.
All over the place.
Marble Falls, Brenham. I don't even know where half these places are. And he oftentimes, frequently, just drives with nothing. No radio, what? No podcast, no music insane. From his phone.
I mean, I've been there and I've done that, but not all the time. Oh, it's just like you got to be a certain mindset.
He can just turn it off. He said, look, you know, I imagine it's his training.
Yes,
absolutely. You get trained to lay in a field for 18 hours straight, keeping your eyes open, looking for a target, you know, even if they're in just military exercises, being trained as a grunt coming up. But then literally when you're out in the field doing nothing, they get, I guess, this probably isn't for all veterans, maybe just the ones with 10 concussions, etc., that he can just sit in a field and do nothing, I guess. That's the way it goes. But Zach from New Braunfels goes on to say, by the way, did he ever decide if he was going to move into my apartment complex you guys looked at? Is it too late to say I referred you? Hey, if he moves in there, we will say he referred you. But no, it's like he's staying at my house still. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, guys. It's boyfriend, not boyfriend material.
Yeah. It's the definition of complicated.
Yeah, it is. It's 2020. That's how we do relationships. we got another tweet from someone. Oh, yeah, this is what I wanted to read. Going back to the old AT&T revelations I had. You guys love it when I talk technology, by the way. Love it. We know all about all the technologies that the kids are up to and the TikToks and the zing-zangs and the wing-wangs and the Huawei's.
Your twitches and your switches.
That was a real one, yeah. Zach from New Braunfels again says, Deb, is this a ripoff from the Patrick Mahomes State Farm commercial? Thanks for giving me that Mahomes rate. Everyone gets the same rate. Yes, I did definitely feel like I was getting special treatment because I have an AT&T guy, and I clearly know that that's not true. Oh, man, where was the other text? I can't really... My tweet machine is, like, running away with me. Here it is. Brett with 1T says, at Jason and Deb, we scheduled AT&T to come and install our fiber internet at the new house the day after we closed on it last month. The tech showed up that morning and our own personal guy wanting to sell us mobile service and set up in our living room. Pretty cool. It's a thing, guys. It's a thing. We can have our own guy. You just got to ask for it.
You
just
ask for it, yeah.
You just got to say. 835-1015, 835-1015. Call in right now. We have a prize for you. I've forgotten what it is, but I'll get to it in a minute. It's great. It's a fantastic prize. All you have to do is know if I'm going to know stuff.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
101X, Morning X, Jason and Deb. That was Billie Eilish, and we got a ton of text messages, tweets about this. I don't understand what happened on your end. I was digging that. By the way, I dig that song. I love that Billie Eilish song. But we got a text from El Flamingo SA saying, whoa, did someone slip me a gummy? Or does the Billie Eilish song seem very odd and slow? Hashtag am I high. Dan's the man says, maybe I got a concussion too, but did anyone realize that Billie Eilish song seems slower than normal? Hashtag wonky eyes. Hashtag love you. Shut up, Dan. At Jose says, I don't know if it's my network or something at the source, but I've got the kind of remix of Billie Eilish's Everything I Want playing, and it's kind of banging. Is this song at 3/4 speed, says Lumberjack Slam? And R. Stephen Penny says, what is going on with this song? Do I have a concussion? I've got... It sounded fine on this end, didn't it?
Yeah, when I saw the text come in, I mean, obviously that sounds like we accidentally hit the dump, which wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I did ask Nick if he'd accidentally pressed the dump button, because if we've dumped previously, and dumping means getting rid of the, we have a delay. We're on a delay, guys. We're not live. We lie to you. We're 8 seconds in the future or in the past. You're in the future. And either way,
we've got an eight-second delay.
And so if, like, the listener said the F word earlier, even though she said she didn't.
I heard it.
Oh, I
missed
we're
it.
We're sensitive because of this one thing Nick made me say as well this morning.
Yeah.
But she said an F-bomb. He dumped it. And then what happens is it rebuilds, and it takes a couple of minutes to rebuild, and you really rarely do you hear it. But sometimes if it's in a song, it can be kind of noticeable. But we didn't hit the dump. So either yes, listeners, you all do have concussions, sympathy concussions for Jason, or there's a ghost in the machine.
Yeah,
I don't know. Let's play the game.
Does Deb know stuff about
Alfie?
Football?
Did you do it?
What the hell does she know about?
Did you break something?
Let's get this over with, quick.
Does Deb know stuff? Probably not.
The lovely lady who came in from Mi Madre's, they gave us this really awesome Dia de los Muertos cocktail kit. I guess that's what they were in here for, because they're doing special Dia de los Muertos cocktails kits for Dia de los Muertos. Mm-hmm. And it is beautiful. They brought in an extra large t-shirt for Jason, which he's not going to get because I'm giving it to Nick.
It's so soft.
It's so soft. And the girl's t-shirt is nice, but it doesn't have the same awesome sugar skull design on it. Can you come back and bring me one of those? Am I ungrateful bitch? Ungrateful bitch here.
Look me up too.
All right, does Deb know stuff? Listener, who we got?
We've got Emily.
Emily, all we need you to do is to guess whether I know or not. You got it?
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Emily. Right. Hold on. We have a fantastic prize for you. $50 gift card, Half Price Books.
Yep.
$50. Get you a lot of half price books. Did you know? Has new books as well as used books.
I did.
And other stuff.
Yes.
Half Price Books is awesome.
I think they even have video games.
They have.
Movies, video games, maybe
radio
games.
In times of Coronaville, when we're all pinching pennies, it's good to have Half Price Books in our corner. All right.
All right, trivia today, as we always do on Fridays, we're looking forward to the Longhorns opponent, which Deb knows is...
Baylor.
Yes.
Ding. Ding. Take that as a win already.
Yeah. But question one, can you tell me, what are Baylor's football colors? What are their team colors? Emily, do you think Deb knows, yes or no?
Yes, I think she knows.
Thanks, Emily. I love that you have faith in me. I got no clue. I have to name both of them?
Dude, it's Friday. Jason's not here. You give me one.
Like,
fine.
Isn't there a main color with something else?
Yeah.
Like, probably. Would you say you wouldn't say UT is burnt orange and white. You'd just say it's burnt orange.
Well, see, like, but their uniforms are usually burnt orange and white. They have their away whites or their home whites. So, like,
you wouldn't say UT is burnt orange and white. You would just say UT is burnt orange.
I would say it has a main color, but if you give me their secondary color, I'll accept it.
Only their secondary color. You'd accept it. Like, is their secondary color as secondary as the white is to UT?
No.
It's more of a, there are two colors, and it definitely does have two colors.
Yeah. See, but just a skoosh more
Norwich
than the white.
City, the football club, they're yellow and green. They're called, the nickname is the Canaries, because they're yellow with green, but it's the yellow is the main one, but green is the important one. Now...
There's a main color, and then there's just like a highlight color. Just a little highlight, just a little...
Mm. All right, I'm going... The main color is like a maroony color. God damn it. The main color is... I was about to say it's a forest green color.
Yeah, green and gold.
Is it green?
Green and gold
are
what
they are. Is it forest green?
It's a darker green. I'm bad with color names.
Listener, I suck.
That's all right.
What's the next one?
Number two, Baylor's home stadium in Waco... is built on the banks of what river? So it's right by the banks of what river? Is it A, the Brazos, B, the Neches, C, the San Jacinto, or D, the Yellow River? Emily, do you think Deb knows, yes or no?
Yes, she should know this.
Oh, yes. Emily, I should know this. I've driven over it a bunch. They've got that nice restaurant there, isn't it? Like the windmill or the grist mill or the old mill or the farm mill or the chicken
sounds
mill.
Sounds like a Google Daddy question.
Yeah, Google Daddy. There's a restaurant as you drive into Waco and you go over the river, and it's right on the river, and it looks like maybe I'm thinking of the grist mill down in San Marcos. Or
give me some of that Google Daddy.
New Braunfels or wherever that place is. Is it bad that New Braunfels and San Marcos are exactly the same place to me?
No, that's like a Round Rock, Pflugerville situation in my mind.
All right.
I know it's probably fighting words for all of them.
Yeah, I know. I apologize.
Hey.
It's like Westlake and Bee Caves.
Is there a restaurant on that river? Don't tell me the river name.
Oh, I don't even know the river name, so I don't know where to look.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Google Daddy, be better. Listen, listen to me. Google River Restaurant Waco.
I did. Top 10 Nothing? Restaurants on the river in Waco, Texas. Got it.
So you did get it.
As soon as it loaded. Yeah, I was just nervous and unsure of myself.
Please don't be nervous on air, Spenny.
Applebee's.
No, get out of town. All right, 10 is Michael. All right, I'm going to guess that it is on the banks of the...
Do you want the options again?
Yeah, it won't help, but go on.
The Brazos, the Neches, the San Jacinto, and the Yellow River.
I apologize to all Central Texans with this answer. Unless I'm correct, then I retract that apology immediately, and I'll go with the Brazos.
Yes.
Spenny, did you Google that? Did you just find that out that it's the Brazos?
No, no. A lot of the restaurants were named, you know, Brazos Diner and stuff, so I couldn't tell you.
You couldn't tell me the one that's it's right there on the highway. It might have an address of I-35. It doesn't matter. I don't know why I'm so obsessed about it.
All right, we need this last one for Emily.
Okay.
She said yes.
I've got it.
Okay. What is Baylor's version of the Hook'em Horns hand symbol? Is it A, forming your fingers into a W, West Coast style? Making a claw with your hand, holding your fist to your head like bear ears, or holding your nose and going, "Be you, we stink." Whoa. Baylor University. Yep.
That's no good. No good. Sorry. No good.
Emily, do you think Deb knows? Yes or no? Does Deb know?
No good.
I'm going to say yes again.
All right.
It's the multiple choice.
Okay. All right. Thanks, girl. All right, the West Coast W, that makes no sense. Why would you W that? Why would you W that? The ears? I'm going with the claw. The claw.
The claw is correct, yes. Congratulations.
All right, Emily, hold on. We've got some prizes for you. I just got to read these last two tweets quickly because I know I upset the masses. Deb, Gristmill is in green and New Braunfels and St. Marcus are completely different places. I know. John in San Marcos says San Marcos is the same place as New Braunfels. How dare you? How dare you? All right. We'll see you later. Have a good weekend.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.